Well, every week we like to hop to some political spot. It used to be the White House for this gentleman. Now it is, I believe, Mar-a-Lago, and the former president himself, the Donald. Hello, sir.
Hello, Mitchell. Let's keep this short. I don't have much time. I just checked my watch, and it's golf o'clock.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best to accommodate you, sir.
And before we start, I sure hope you guys are paying close attention to how Biden is botching this vaccine rollout. Did you know that Woody Allen is eligible for the vaccine months before his wife? So unfair. So unfair. Can you believe this guy? Over 50 days in office, Sleepy Joe hasn't golfed one time. One time. He's presidenting all wrong, Mitchell.
Okay. Sir, we saw where you made your first trip back to New York to check on your business affairs, and you didn't apparently get a very warm welcome. There were protesters carrying signs like "Florida man, go home." Any comment on that?
You know, that is just absolutely ridiculous. There were literally dozens and dozens of extremely loyal and enthusiastic supporters of mine all up and down the sidewalk outside Trump Tower, and they were going crazy when I pulled up. And it turns out that a decent amount of them weren't even homeless people with psychiatric problems, believe me.
Moving on, a big story this week has been the bombshell Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview. Did you watch it?
You know what? I was going to watch it, but then I asked Alexa what time it was on, and she very politely reminded me that I was a heterosexual American male, so there was no reason to watch it.
Well, the former royals allege a member of the royal family, they wouldn't say who, made a racist comment regarding their baby Archie.
You know what? It's a complicated situation for sure, but I will tell you from personal experience, I would advise any monarchy dealing with a scandal to just lay low for a while. Lay low. Play some golf, wait a couple weeks, then everything will blow over. In all fairness, this has got to be a terrible time for the royal family. Like, I'm talking worse than when they first declared that immediate cousins were off limits for marriage. It's true.
What do you make of Meghan Markle, sir? Do you believe her claims?
Well, in all fairness, it's worth noting that Meghan looks great pregnant. I mean, I don't like when women choose not to look great pregnant. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
If you don't want to scare your man, don't pull that whole bloated face and swollen feet routine, okay? It's not a good look.
Oh, not a good look. Bad.
Excuse me, I'm the governor of New York. New York, and I want to say something now.
Wow. All right. Well, welcome, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Well, if it isn't the man who makes me look like a prude, how's the executive mattress going, Love Gov?
It's precisely that type of language that makes me respect you, former Mr. Crotch Grabber President. And I want to say that no matter how many women come out of the woodwork, and I believe the number is now six. Yeah, six is the number. I still was never as crude as Donald Trump, and therefore I will not be resigning because he did not resign. So why should I? Why should I? Now that's all the time I have, so goodbye. So goodbye.
Wow. Okay, he's gone. Sir, please, if we could just move on here now.
You know, a lot of people tell me the Trump family should become the royal family of America. Lots of
they
people
do?
Are saying that. Lots of very important people. And Scott Baio. Can you blame them?
Okay.
You really can't.
Sir, I'm sorry, but again now, our producer has just mistakenly double-booked this time slot. I apologize. On the line with us once more is the current president of the United States, Joe Biden. Hello, sir.
Well, what do you know? I never thought I'd get to be on the Mitch Miller show. This is probably a repeat, though, because didn't he pass away a few years ago?
it's Mitch Album, Mr. President.
Albums? Well, sure, I have all his records. That guy never met an oboe he didn't like. I love the way the little white dot would bounce around on all the words so you could follow along, you know? Oh, yeah. Here we go around the mulberry bush, and, well, you know whatever comes next. You know the thing. Earth to Sleepy Joe. Come in, Sleepy Joe. Oh, shut your pie hole, you soup-slurping biscuit nibbler.
Okay, so, President Biden, as long as you're on, what can you tell us about this? I know this isn't the biggest incident with the COVID thing and all, but I'm curious about the dogs. First Family's dogs, Champ and Major. We heard that there was some sort of incident with the White House security and someone got bit.
Well, Pistol Pete, now that you called me and woke me up.
Actually, you called us, Mr. President.
Now, wait a second, Sherlock. Here are the facts, you crab-ass and tater tot. Now, this whole thing with the doggies has been blown way out of proper,
proportion.
Thank you. Now, here's the deal, folks. My doggies are good boys. Good boys. Now, yes, Major may have gotten a little aggressive with a staff member or two around here. Matter of fact, I think he actually bit him in the staff. Or was it the member? Oh, you know the thing. Jeez. But I got good news. Those pups are both going to get full presidential pardons for whatever crimes they're charged with. Really? And they gave me problems when I pardoned Roger Stone. Hey, at least Roger never humped anyone on the porch. Now, wait a minute. My dogs don't hump. They might sniff around a little bit, but hey, I do that too. They probably got that from me. Oh, who's a good boy? Major's a good boy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, Major. Major. Easy, boy. Easy.
Mitchell, can I go now?
Yes. Thank you for calling in, former President Trump.
And remember what I say about your unannounced guest list for the show.
What's that, sir?
It's huge.
It's true. It's 760 WJR.